The head of a homeless charity in Northern Ireland has called for owners of vacant buildings to consider making them available for those sleeping rough during winter cold snaps. Tony McQuillan from Shelter NI says it would also be a good idea if the grounds of the City Hall could be transformed into a heated shelter during particularly cold weather. Let's speak to the North Belfast SDLP councillor, Paul McCusker. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Oh, we'll try to get you sorted, Paul. Yeah, your ski whiff and the Ulster Unionist Party alderman, Jim Rogers. Good morning to you, Jim. Morning, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Paul.
Ah, we're clearly having technical problems this morning. Paul, let's start with you, and we'll probably be switching studios, I would guess. What do you think of this idea, Paul?
Yes, Stephen, I think at this stage, you know, I think every option should be considered, and I know that Shelter NI do fantastic work. You know, it's not the first time I've been on your show talking about the pressures that we currently have around homelessness. We heard the tragic news last week of a young male dying on our streets, and, you know, as because Belfast City Council, we don't have statutory duty, but, you know, as a council, we should be doing all we can. We've seen many, many buildings been turned into hotels in the city, but we don't, you know, see enough beds been provided for people who are at risk of rough sleeping. We have many providers in the city, Stephen, Salvation Army, Simon Community, the Paul Ireland, but, I mean, come 3 o'clock today, there'll be no beds left, and people have to queue up at the night shelter tonight at Salvation Army, hoping to get a bed. So I think, you know, for me, working on the ground in terms of the soup kitchen and also being as a city councillor, I think that every option should be explored. And as a Belfast City Council, we should do all we can to ensure that empty buildings and any option that's put on the table is explored.
Well, let's cut to the chase then, Jim Rogers. Would you support that? Would you support homeless people sleeping in the grounds of the City Hall?
I think everything should be considered, but a marquee on the grounds of the City Hall would not be the answer.
Why?
Well, number one, the major issue is you need washing facilities. You also need toilets. To me, every empty building should be considered. But whenever you talk to organisations like the Belfast Welcome Centre that Sandra Moore heads up, they will tell you that there are availability. The housing executive will tell you the same. But I am concerned about the whole homelessness situation, which is likely to get worse because of welfare reform. And that's concerning. As a responsible public representative and one who wants to help people, and that's my party's policy, I feel it's much better having a permanent structure rather than a temporary one. You will be aware, Stephen, that the grounds of the City Hall are extensively used, not just for markets, but a wide range of events. And putting a market,
not overnight, you know, they're not.
It's not going really to solve anything.
Not overnight, they're not, Jim. And it's cold now. I just, you know.
Yes, but what you can't do, it takes several hours to put a marquee up and take it down again. You need a proper heated building, and I would fully support that. And with the Belfast City Council, in fact, local government's not responsible for housing, we can play our part, and we need to do more, along with the housing executive and housing associations.
But we don't have an assembly running at the moment, so either something's going to be done now, or it's going to be a talking shop.
Well, Stephen, you've got to bear in mind, permanent secretaries have been given more responsibility by the Secretary of State, and I would like to see the Secretary of State stepping up to the mark, because the last few days have been extremely cold. The weather for the rest of this week is not good at all.
So you're talking about the Secretary of State stepping up to the mark, and permanent secretary stepping up to the mark rather than Belfast City Council?
No, no, I'm not saying that Belfast City Council shouldn't step up to the mark.
So what should they do? What part should they play?
Central government, even though we don't have an executive and assembly up and running, permanent secretaries, along with the Secretary of State and the junior ministers, have a major role to play here, and I would like to see them coming forward with some suggestions and ideas, and I have no doubt that we would be supporting this. But we will give our backing for buy, But it comes back again to our responsibilities as a local authority.
Backing to what, though, Jim?
Backing, for example, if there's going to be empty buildings opened up. Now, these things all take time. Yeah. I have no doubt that Belfast City Council will not be found wanting. We, as the leading authority in Northern Ireland, in regards to local government, will do our part, as we have always done. It was a bit like the whole Primark fire. Belfast City Council stepped up to the mark whenever central government should have been doing it, and we will continue to do that.
Paul? I think it's important to mention, you know, there is many empty buildings. Council certainly can make a big, massive impact to those who are homeless, but it's more about the buildings, and it's more about the marquee. It's about ensuring that the support is in place too. But I mean,
so what buildings are you talking about, Paul? What type? Sorry? Give me an example of the empty buildings currently sitting there, empty, that could be used for this.
Well, there was one on North Street, Stephen. There's I mean,
owned by the council.
Well, not only by the council, but I'm sure that the council can play its part to ensure, you know, to try identify who owns the building and trying to, you know, and, you know, work alongside the agencies to try and put into good use. Around a very small area in city centre, there's about at least six buildings that I'm aware of that are currently empty. So I think the council, in terms of its responsibility around planning and maybe linking in with other agencies, we could possibly look at, you know, getting one of the buildings open.
Here's another spin on this, right? All three of us tonight will walk into a house and, we'll shiver in the cold today and we'll walk into the comfort and the security of our house. So this empty building scenario is going to take time. There's no doubt about that. Is there anything the great minds of Northern Ireland can do short term? Is there anything that we can see a council or government or someone in power actually taking an initiative and saying, we're doing it this week? Here's a roof over the head for these people this week.
Well, Stephen, we could...
And by the way, how long does it take the council to put up the Christmas market, Jim? Not too long.
Well, it takes at least a week.
Right.
To put it up and
so
take
can
it
you
down.
Get so can Belfast City Council get anything for the people freezing on our streets next week?
Well, it would be exceptionally difficult, but we do have a number of community centres now. Fortunately, all of them are being used, but if it came to a really serious situation, I'm sure that one of them or two of them could be looked at in the short term.
But are we not at a really serious situation? I've heard about people dying on the streets.
Stephen, don't start exaggerating here. Let us find out exactly how many people are sleeping on the streets. And I've heard, and I've already mentioned her this morning, Sandra Moore from the Welcome Centre, and her organisation, under her great leadership, do a splendid job, along with the likes of the Salvation Army and a range of other groups. But whenever I've heard Sandra talking, she tells you exactly, as do the housing executive, how many people are actually sleeping on our streets. Now, even one is too many. But we can't just ram-stam into things. We need to look at this very, very carefully.
Stephen, I think what could be done is about extending the current provision. I mean, there's many, many facilities like Salvation Army, DePaul, Ireland, Simon Community. You know, the housing executive are aware of the pressures. The pressures have been there for some time. And we need to look at those people who are providing the service currently to extend those beds. That's the easiest and quickest option. I mean, as Jim did say, in terms of other cities, in Belfast, each night there's between 15 and 20 people sleeping on our streets, 15, 20 too many. But, you know, I think what we need to be doing is looking at the current provision to ensure that the support is provided by those big charities that do work every single day. Just to put it in context, I think it's important to mention, in terms of homelessness in the wider sense, there's currently over 19,000 people registered homeless, 13,000 children registered homeless. And in the last 6 months, Stephen, there's been over 500 placements in hotels and B&Bs because the housing executive could not find the appropriate accommodation. So it shows you that the current numbers are thousands and thousands of people, and people have been placed into hotel and B&Bs because accommodation simply isn't there. So we talk about pressures, we talk about the demand, but there's no clear leadership around how we're going to release these pressures and increase beds for people who find themselves homeless. And it's more about the person on the street. But at this stage, in terms of the weather, we'll have to look at every single individual who is at risk of rough sleeping in Belfast to ensure that they have a safe place to go?
03030 80 55 55. Mervyn in Hollywood. Morning, Mervyn.
Good morning, Stephen. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Stephen, I just want to say, apparently we live in a Christian society, to which I don't think we do anyway. I don't do God. Is it not time these churches were opening up their doors at night? I mean, we have churches all over Belfast, and every road, every street, the Clonard Cathedral, St. Anne's Cathedral. Surely that would be the Christian thing to do, was to be help man and woman who are on their uppers, to give them a place to sleep at night. Surely the church could supply a couple of blankets and a couple of mattresses and let them use their toilets and let them use their cooking facilities. That's what the Christian thing would do.
Well, some churches might be helping. I don't know what they are or are
not
doing.
Well, I can tell you now before you say no, they do not. Okay, then.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
Stephen, sorry. St. Patrick's Church in Donegal Street that I'm part of, we do that every weekend. We open the doors, we provide food, and also we provide shelter for people that need us a few hours respite. So St. Patrick's in Donegal Street, we do that every weekend, Mervyn.
Well, that's great.
I'm aware there are a number of churches in Belfast. Groups of their parishioners go out and bring some of those who are homeless food and blankets.
Yeah, but I think Mervyn's point is, could churches possibly provide overnight shelter?
Yes, they probably could, but it could cause great disruption. And that's why, again, the homeless charities who are doing great work, but unfortunately they need more money to provide the necessary extra beds and so forth.
Jim, how could it possibly cause great disruption? How does that happen?
Well, there's a number of events on in churches and church halls during the week, Mervyn, and people who are homeless are obviously looking for a bed maybe in the evenings from 9 o'clock onwards. And some of the meetings and some of the groups, like the Boys Brigade, the Girls Brigade, the Girl Guides and Church Lads Brigade, all of those organisations would maybe still be in a church hall or in a church up to about 10 o'clock. So it does create problems. But the churches are doing good
work.
Surely
we're talking here. You're talking about the Boys Brigade and a church dance or whatever it is. We're talking here about overnight shelter for people.
Yes, Stephen,
in the context of a homeless
Stephen,
man in his 30s back, dying last week.
It comes back again. A short-term fix is not the answer. We need to do something that's going to assist in the long term.
Is that not just too easy, Jim? A short-term fix is the answer for someone who lay out in the cold last night.
But if you want to provide the proper shelter, toilets, showering facilities, everything like that, it all takes time, unfortunately.
And what is the demand and supply like, Jim? Do you know, in terms of for those people who choose, because of course we all know that there are some people who, for whatever reason, choose not to live in a home. They want to live on the street.
Yes, that's right, because some people, because of the problems that they have, they're maybe not good at mixing with people, and that's why they will not avail of some of these centres, regretfully. And again, with all our responsibility, not just public representatives, not just government, but the community at large, so, to try and do more to ensure that there's nobody sleeping out in our streets, whether it's in Belfast or any part of Northern Ireland.
Let me ask the question of you, Paul. For those people who do want a roof over their head at night, is there enough supply?
There's not, Stephen, and I've spoken on your show before about this. I mean, basically what happens is a person presents to the housing executive looking for a bed, then they're referred into hostels. But come 3 o'clock today, most of those beds will be taken, and then they have to queue up at the night shelter Salvation Army. So there's no guarantee for many people who would find themselves at risk of rough sleeping tonight in Belfast. And we've seen recently as well, but the issue in Newry, it's just, you know, this is not just a Belfast issue. We've seen people sleeping on our streets in Newry and Derry.
Yeah.
So people are saying they're not going to affect for many, many reasons. And you did mention about the person who decided to sleep on the street because of various other reasons around mental health and addiction. And but, you know, people who are walking our streets tonight, there's many, many that will have no place to call home and will try and find a safe place and shelter to stay. But there isn't enough beds. There isn't enough easier access to your hostel provision. And we've called the housing executive many, many times to ensure that everybody who walks our streets, who's homeless, has somewhere to go. But unfortunately, that's not the case, Stephen.
Here's Johnny. Morning, Johnny.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I was thinking, Stephen, you could ship get a bus, big coach, and take a lot of guys down to your house, to the big mansion.
Are you bringing anybody into your house?
Well, I might have a wee bit of room.
And what's your point, Johnny?
Well, everybody could maybe do a bit. But I just make a point on what the gentleman was saying about the churches not doing enough. As far as I know, the night shelter is actually run by the Salvation Army, so the only night shelter in Belfast is actually run by the church, which is a shame that the government's not doing more.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, I saw this story online when I was on holiday, all right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, has there been any initiative? Has anything actually happened where we as a collective in Northern Ireland have said, all right, well, there's someone that's died on the street last week. There are other vulnerable people. Let's do something short term.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody done anything?
They really should be doing something. But long term, they need to be looking more at the mental health situation because, unfortunately, Stephen, there's a lot of guys on the street by choice. Well, when I say choice, that's their immediate choice, but maybe through their long term neglect and problems in their background. They're on the street, and that's more a mental health issue than a physical sort of infrastructure issue.
If we come back to the proposal from Tony McQuillan from Shelter NI, it's why we're doing the story today. It has called for the likes of the City Hall grounds to be used, vacant buildings to be used. Local businessman Erwin Armstrong with us this morning. What do you make of that suggestion, Erwin?
Well, I think everybody would like all the people who are sleeping in the streets to have somewhere to go to. However, it is not simple just to take people off the streets and put them in a building because the owner of a building has responsibilities. There's insurance, there's public liability, there's fire insurance, there's the provision of toilet facilities, there's supervision. So it's just not simple, open the door and let people in. It would cost a lot of money to the people who own the buildings to actually make that provision.
But here's what's a lot simpler. It's not simple, but it's a lot simpler. What if every council in Northern Ireland or some of the bigger councils took the lead on this and said, OK, listen, a tragic event has happened last week. We can't sustain this all year round, but we're having an emergency meeting or we're going to put up some type of temporary facility so that people in this cold spell know that they've got somewhere to go. Instead, nothing has happened. Someone died on our streets last week. It is surely a prompt for us to think about what we can do. And diddly squat has happened, Erwin. Nada. Nothing.
Maybe the solution, Stephen, is for a combination of the councils and the charities to rent these buildings so that they become responsible for them and do whatever needs to be done to make them legally habitable by people. But because I just can't see insurance companies in general wanting their buildings inhabited by people who are on drugs, who might set the place on fire, who might fight with each other. Insurance companies generally wouldn't like that sort of risk.
Kate in Belfast. Morning, Kate.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Kate.
I'm just wondering, would Jim like to go around the streets at night and see what's actually happening instead of sitting in his cosy house?
Well, to be fair to Jim, you're probably sitting in a cosy house at night, Kate.
No, I'm not. I go out every night and Paul McCusker knows that. I go around homeless people, I give them food, drink, clothes, hot water bottles. I see what's on the street. Those people sitting in offices and in their houses haven't got a clue. And it's okay talking about it. Do something about it.
Well, Kate, with respect...
There's 10 or 11 people dead now.
Kate,
what's this? Hold on, Jim, and I'll let you come back. Of course I will. Is that 10 or 11 people dead in what time span?
Since December, Stephen. It's not just one man. You've been on holiday for a month.
10 or 11 homeless people?
Yes, 10 or 11 people have died on the streets through drugs and other things, and some of them are people who live on the streets, yes.
Jim Rogers, I promise I'll let you come back.
Yes,
Kate, with respect to you, I have been out and around the streets and I've spoken to some of these people.
Yeah.
And I will continue to do that. And if I can help anyone, yep. and I don't care who they are or what they are,
yep,
I will
try
and do it.
But Jim, listen, it's okay talking. You need action. There's going to be more deaths on the street. And I can tell you that's cold weather. It's going to happen very soon more. And you know what? Only those people who love those people, they're the only ones who care. People need to wise up and think about them. Just because they're not your family or not your friends, these people, to me, matter to me. They're human beings and they should be looked after.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I deeply care for them. I really do, and it's so sad and so tragic.
And Kate, what could we do? So you say that you're out and about with people like Paul McCusker here.
Yeah, I know Paul very well, yes.
Okay, so what could we do practically? Like I am asking a question this morning, and I know there would be lots of complications around it. But why should the network of churches, why should some churches not open their doors overnight?
Why not? Why not? I don't know. You need to ask the churches that. Maybe these people, because they're homeless, I don't know. Some people look down on them. Don't look down on anyone unless you're helping them up. That's my motto. But I tell you, this, all these hostels and whatever, why don't they extend the amount of beds they have in the hostels or whatever, instead of just leaving the people there? I know for a fact, recently there was a man who couldn't get it. He had a temporary accommodation. Couldn't get into it. He was put into a hotel for 2 nights, which cost £600 and something. Now, that £600 and something, it could have been used maybe towards other things where more than one person could have got a bed.
And obviously you're not going to mention any names or whatever,
no.
But do you know some of the circumstances around which these people
I
died?
I know all those people on the streets. I could write their names off, which I'm not going to do.
And you're telling me you're telling me 10 or 11 people since December?
Some of them are rough sleepers. Some of them are people who maybe stayed with a friend one night but sleep in the streets another night. These are young people in their 20s. They're, you know, they need help with mental issues, mental problems. They have addiction problems. There's no help. See, with the heroin is concerned, and good with drug abuse and all that, it's okay, people saying, they don't want help. I can tell you, I was speaking to a young girl on Sunday night who is crying out for help. And this wee girl, if she doesn't get help soon, is going to be dead. She's going to be another statistic.
Well, you say she's crying out for help. What response is she getting from the authorities?
Well, she told me that she has to wait. There's a waiting list to get on the drugs to help her to come off the heroin. It's like it can be anything from 12 to 18 months. You know, there's not enough help there.
What's going to happen to her?
Well, she could be the next person, couldn't she? And she'll only be another name, a number, and another statistic added to how many people have died in the streets of Belfast from December. We need action, not words, Stephen. And I'm not being disrespectful to Jim, but it's okay. People sitting back and saying, oh, that's terrible. Unless you see, I was with that young fella who died, who was found dead in the carpet shop. I was with him the night before at 11:30. There was four of them sleeping in the doorway of the carpet shop and two young girls sitting outside. One of them was actually interviewed on TV. I was with them at 11:30. The night before, that same person who died was in the streets, demented, at Dunn's Stores, crying, shouting in the street, you'll find me dead in the morning. I will be blue in the morning. That's what this fellow was shouting. 2 days later, he's found dead.
And he was shouting that because he was so cold? Or?
Well, because he has, as I said, he's mentally ill as well, as drug addiction, nowhere to sleep, all those things combined. It's horrendous for these people. I mean, some of those young girls are now prostituting themselves. They get money to try and get into, like a hostel, or pay in to maybe get into one of the places on Botanic Avenue or whatever. Because that's how cold and how fed up they are living on the street.
And look, Kate, it's probably too easy for me, isn't it, to be saying, why aren't churches opening their doors?
I'd love you to come out at night and have a look and see the reality.
I will come
of
out.
It.
Listen, the last time I came out, it totally traumatised me. The last time
I
went out, I think it was a couple of years ago now, I went out for a TV project and there was a young man sleeping at the side of the Europa.
Yep. Well, there's three and four sleep there. there at night now.
It was horrific. I saw the fear in his eyes. Mm-hmm. I crouched down beside him, and I saw the fear in his eyes. And
I know, but Stephen, a lot of these young people don't realise everyone has a story.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Right? These kids have all, most of them have come through the care system. They've seen nobody cares about them, but I mean, I care about them. Paul McCusker cares about them. There's lots of people care about them.
What I was going to say to
you, out of our way to help them.
So what I was going to say to you, Kate, was it is probably too easy for me to say just simplistically, why don't churches open their doors or whatever? Because if people have a drug addiction and they're therefore not as much in control of themselves and their emotions because of the drugs, then I wouldn't want them in my house overnight, not knowing who they are, right?
I can understand people saying that as well.
So what do we actually do?
Well, Stephen, what about the money that was taken off the MLS? Why can that money not be filtered in what they've took off them because they're not working and put into something, use that money? That means then that we're not asking anybody for extra money. We're using the money that was that they should have had.
But what would
salary.
The money buy?
Well, then you could kit out maybe buildings or whatever, kit them out.
Stephen, but is there any reason why the council couldn't actually provide some funding to organisations like Shelter NI, who are obviously experts in this field, so they could go and rent property and do things? Because that seems to me the quickest and simplest way forward to do some of these things. You know, the council, let's be honest, has hundreds of millions of pounds of budget to spend. It would take a very small percentage of it to actually aid or give more aid to these homeless charities to allow them, as the experts, to do something.
Jim?
Well, it's easier said than done, Urban. Come back to what I said earlier. This is the responsibility of central government. I think the Secretary of State should be stepping up to the mark along with her ministerial team, and quite clearly she isn't. I mean, the council always tries to play their part. We get involved in a range of issues that we don't have statutory responsibility for, but money's exceptionally tight and it's going to get even tighter in the council year ahead.
What's more important in this life? Is it putting more money into leisure centres or having highly paid executives, or actually saving people who are dying on the streets? You know,
Life is precious, and that's number one as far as I'm concerned, saving a life. But in saying that, we have got to ensure that we are spending ratepayers' money properly, and I have no doubt.
I am sure, Jim, there is not a ratepayer who wouldn't support you.
I was just going on to say that. I have absolutely no doubt about that. But it comes back again that central government need to do more. It is their responsibility first and foremost, and the council, I'm sure, would come in behind them. In fact, all of the councils would. But everybody seems to blame the councils.
I guess what I'm trying to do this morning is to avoid that, but basically say, can something happen? You know, my God, can somebody do something? Should there be a one-off collection throughout Northern Ireland, throughout churches, or throughout some type of other mechanism to try for whatever citizens want to give for this situation? In this terrible cold weather. I think we can all identify with it, can't we?
Well, because
we feel it. We're walking outside, we feel it. The majority of us have the benefit of being able to put on a coat, of walking into the house and you turn on the heating and it's there. And is the stimulus of someone on our streets who, to the vast majority of us, is going to be nameless? Who, to the vast majority of us, we're not going to think twice, but it was a human being, and it was a man who's as good as the rest of us in his 30s, and he died. He died in Belfast City Centre last week. Now, should somebody be doing something? Is anybody that's listening to this programme going to start some type of initiative? Church leaders, council leaders, MLAs, or are we just going to talk about it, move on, and as Kate says, then someone else dies? And there's another kind of unspoken thing here, isn't there? That when we look at homeless people, we kind of don't know. And I think some of us make these judgments in our heads, and we need to be careful about judging anybody. But some of us think, are they begging, manipulating us, and are they not homeless? Some of us take a certain thought process if we think they're on drugs, if we think they've got an addiction. But all of those people still are human beings freezing overnight without a roof over their head.